My name is Randy Carlson, and I'm your friend. Can you give me 5 minutes? Just five. About 300 seconds, all right? Because in the next 5 minutes, you're going to discover if those feelings that you're feeling today toward another person, those negative feelings, are really something that's got you trapped in unforgiveness, or is it something that's less damaging, maybe consider it more normal for a growing, mature follower of Christ? We all have feelings. I mean, that's just part of the process of interacting with people. Maybe it's an ex-spouse, maybe it's a child, it's a parent, maybe it's a coworker, whatever it may be. 5 minutes, and you're going to discover if those feelings are something that's going to damage you and frankly do you no good, or if it's a healthy thing and moving you in the right direction. And so I know today you're going to be cheering me on because you've been down this process, you've worked through these issues, and you're going to say, go get them, Randy, you know, continue to talk about this. Or maybe the pain, the anger, the frustration is so real in your life today that you're going to be tempted to turn me off, hit the mute button. Keep listening. Just give me these 5 minutes and then you make the decision. My prayer for you is that by the end of this show coming up in a few minutes down the road here, that you will have an intentional aha moment that will change your life. That's what I pray for you. That's why we're here. That's what I want more than anything. Now, I don't live in the la-la land that people aren't hurt and that there's not, quote, feelings of justification when it comes to unforgiveness. I've been around a long time and helped a lot of people and counseled a lot of people and walked this earth like you have and know that it's easy to brush up about situations that can be from minor infractions to major ones in your life. And in a moment, you're going to hear the story of a wife, an ex-wife, who's going to just tell you that her husband walked out, abandoned her, and their three-month-old and just walked out the door. Now, when I say that, what is your feeling? My first feeling is, how could any guy be such a jerk? Come on. Now, if you're living in that, you can imagine the feelings that could bubble to the surface as you get closer to that pain point in her life. And then I run up about this verse that the Apostle Paul, through God's wisdom, make sure it gets into the Bible, Ephesians 4, 26 and 27, where Paul says, go ahead and be angry, but don't sin. Now, that sounds like a paradox, doesn't it? Be angry, but don't sin. And then he goes on to say, don't let the sun even go down on your wrath, because when you do, you're giving Satan a foothold in your life. That's what it says. The good news is, I think, Paul didn't say, don't be angry right now. He's just saying, before you go to bed tonight. In other words, the reality is some of us, you know, we struggle with this. Come on. We know this is an issue in our life. And so I'm going to give you a little diagnostic question here in a moment. And then I'm going to tell you what I have seen and what I think the Bible's teaching us intentionally that forgiveness is and what it isn't, because it's both. We're going to get to that, and then we're going to get some calls. We'd love to have you join in. And here's my one question to you. How has forgiveness changed your life? How has forgiveness changed your life? 888-888-1717. 888-888-1717. I want you to hear Linda's story from Massachusetts. Take a listen.
Probably the hardest forgiveness that I ever gave was to my ex-husband. He had abandoned me and our little three-month-old daughter only to come back into her life when she was two and abandoned us a second time. I did divorce him at that point to go on with my life because no one knew where he was. I later found out that he had wound up in prison due to a drug problem that he had. And God put on my heart one morning that I was to write him a letter and to tell him that I forgave him for what he had done to us, and then to ask him to forgive me too. And it was really hard because I thought to tell him that I forgive him when he didn't even ask for my forgiveness, it just didn't make any sense. I wrestled with it for a while, and I finally got the address to the prison where he was, and I wrote the letter, and I told him I forgave him, and I asked him to forgive me. I got a letter back from him a little while later, and he thanked me for forgiving him. He said that now that he received my letter and my forgiveness, only then was he able to forgive himself. So by writing that letter, I freed him from the prison of guilt that he had been living in. He went and he saw the chaplain, and he was saved. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful God we have.
Well, how's that set with you? You know, Linda, God bless you. Just opening the telephone line and sharing what a powerful story of forgiveness. And I think as I was listening to Linda's story before we got in the studio today, I was thinking she really illustrates for us what this thing of forgiveness is and what it's not. Because forgiveness, according to the Mayo Clinic, says it's an intention. I love that. It's an intentional decision. They get it, don't they? It's an intentional decision to let go of resentment and anger, which is exactly what Paul was saying back in Ephesians chapter 4. You go ahead and be angry, but don't let it turn into anger and resentment in your life. Forgiveness is something where you get to the place where you're not controlled any longer emotionally by the anger and the resentment by that person. Another thing that forgiveness is, it's letting go of the control that a person or a situation has over your life. Now, what it isn't, and I got to be clear on this, forgiveness isn't, notice that she didn't ignore it. Forgiveness isn't, well, that's okay. Forgiveness isn't making excuses. Forgiveness isn't accepting something necessarily that's wrong or evil or anything from just a small offense to a big one, you know? Sometimes they need to be confronted. And the other thing, if you noticed in her case, and it's you know, this is a story that may still be unfolding in their life, but she didn't necessarily move that I have to restore a relationship. Sometimes the process of forgiveness doesn't mean you're going to be restored. You may be reconciled in your mind. You might have a better relationship. You may be able to connect at some level, and those boundaries are in place and so on, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to be restored. Now, here's the diagnostic question, and then we're going to get to the calls, okay? If you can answer this as honestly as you can for yourself, I'll give you some indication of what's going on in this area of forgiveness or unforgiveness in your life. If I were to mention the name of the person or the situation that occurred in your life, how do you feel? Because if your immediate response is resentment and anger, then you know you're still struggling with unforgiveness. On the other hand, it may be that it changed to some other emotion. Maybe you don't feel it as much, or maybe it's more hurtful or disappointed or whatever, which really can be a healthier response and really part of the process of healing in life. I'm going to give you a story, and then we're going to get to the calls. By the way, if you have a story of just say, hey, here's how forgiveness changed my life. I just want to hear how it changed your life. The messy details aren't as important as what it's done in your life, because my goal is by the end of this show that I can pray and have maybe thousands of people, maybe just you, who would say, in Jesus' name, I choose to forgive. Doesn't mean there's not going to be boundaries and consequences, but I choose to forgive because I'm tired of hanging on to this any longer. And so, with that, here's the question. What do you feel when that name comes up? Because if it is anger and resentment, and you want to hit the mute button right now, you know you're really wrestling with unforgiveness. And it might be, quote, justified in your own mind, but the Bible is clear. Listen, we have the words of the Apostle Paul again saying that we should forgive one another just as we've been forgiven by Christ Jesus. That's a powerful thing. You know, the story is, I can remember many years ago, I had co-authored a book with Dr. Lehman, Kevin Lehman and I, on childhood memories, and we were in New York City doing a radio interview on a secular radio station, and a caller called and asked about childhood memories and shared this story about when he was, 5 years old, witnessing his father murdering his mother. And you can imagine the emotion. And I asked, I said, well, how does that make you feel? And it was interesting. He said to me, he said, you know, if you would have asked me that about 6-8 months ago, I would have told you, even as an adult, how much anger I have, how much anger that this could happen to my mother and my life, and how angry I am about what it's done to me and to our family. And I said, well, what's the emotion today? And he said, today it's really more sadness, just sadness, disappointment, loss. And I said, what happened in the last 6 months in your life? Because I knew something had to happen to change that kind of an emotional response. Didn't change the story, didn't change the facts, didn't change the horror of the whole thing. And he said, Jesus Christ became my Savior. And, you know, at that moment, I was awakened to the reality again that the decisions we make about our life and where our priorities are impact our emotions. And this person gave his life to Christ. Didn't change the terribleness of that story. You know, we don't gloss it over. But as it's been said, unforgiveness is sometimes like drinking a poison and assuming it's going to hurt somebody else. So the question is, I want your encouragement to people. I've taken 11 minutes here. I want you all to encourage people listening. Tell them how forgiveness has changed your life. 888-888-1717 is my number. 888-888-1717. Let's go.
I think forgiveness for me has just given me freedom. I'm a very forgiving person, and I love Christ, and I know what God did for me. And so I have a number of family members, my husband in particular, one, and he doesn't really let go of things, my children. So in our marriage, I think at the beginning I could be judgmental because I didn't understand how they couldn't forgive. And I think I would impede on their boundaries, if that makes sense. I would be pushing them to forgive. And I finally, you know, went to counseling and prayed about it and said, you know what, I can't control what's in their heart, and just pray for them to have a relationship with God. Because once I let go of that and I just love them unconditionally, I realize that that's what they need from me. They need my love. They need my example. They need to be a model. And that's what I do now. I'm just patient with my husband. And I feel like for me, I have to forgive every day almost, like with my husband, when he may say something and, you know, we talk about it, and I do my best not to say it in a judgmental way, but also model that how I've forgiven in different ways. And that's how I get through it, that to not judge them. And then I'm now, my part of my family is my family of God. And so that family origin that everyone talks about, you know, yes, there's issues, but you know what? I can let go of those and forgive them. And it just brings so much peace. And I'm able to really have a good relationship with all my family because of that.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
I could say to those who are members of our team that are listening to this, you know exactly what I'm talking about in the business in which you work or your family relationships, that when you act, when you trust God and step out, there's always going to be resistance. Everyone has it, and especially those who are trying to do something good. So my challenge to us and to all of our members this month is to be ready for the next defining moment, because it's coming. And you know what? It could come when you get a diagnosis of health condition you didn't expect. It could come as a result of a opportunity that presents itself. What do I do about this? It could be a challenge that you didn't anticipate, or it could come from failure. You know, we have a lot of resources available for you online because of the support of so many people who are standing with us in support and praying for us that we can do this every day. And God bless you for your support. As you join us at theintentionallife.com or call us during business hours at 888-888-1717 and press number 2 to talk to our team. All right, let's get going here. Rhonda, you're in Arizona. How are you today?
I'm doing well.
Good. How has forgiveness impacted your life?
It has made such a huge difference. I grew up in a household where my mother made it very clear that I ruined her life because she had me right after, like 10 months after they got married. And so she felt that she really didn't have a beginning of a life with my dad right away. And years have gone by, and a couple years ago, I went back home to Maryland, and my mother's health was declining, and I took her out to lunch. And as I was sitting there with her in Panera, I took a picture of her, and the smile on her face was incredible. And the Holy Spirit just touched my heart and said, forgive her.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so overwhelming and so powerful. And I just looked at her and I forgave her. And the difference and the joy that it has brought me to be able to spend time with my mother, knowing that there is forgiveness involved, has been more than I can describe.
How has it impacted your life? How's it impacted you?
Now, it's joyful. It has made it easier to forgive others.
So it made your life better. I mean, it's impacted you. And then it happened in that moment when you kind of saw her in a different light, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah.
I did. And it has made being around her much easier and spending time with her easier because there's no anger, there's no resentment, there's no anything. She's my mom.
That's a process, isn't it? And some of you, I know you're in the process. You're not there yet. And as I said earlier, when we go through this process, sometimes there's boundaries, sometimes there's accountability. That's important. We're not making excuses for the past. We're not making excuses for the present even. But what we are doing is we're saying, hey, I choose to decide in my own self how I'm going to deal with my emotions and how I react to another person. That's a key. Bob wants to join in Michigan. Hey, Bob, go right ahead. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
It's Bob from Michigan, and I have faith in I can forgive everybody because I look at Jesus being hung on a cross with nails. And with that happening to him, what's going on now in this world, I could forgive everybody, and I already had with things going on in my life. Mm. Everybody.
Which is, that's biblical, by the way. You know, when the verse I quoted a little bit ago where we're commanded to forgive one another just as Christ has forgiven us, as you think about what he's done for us. But it's also, isn't it interesting that the Bible also teaches that the wages of sin is death. There's consequences for decisions we make in life. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. He's the one that ultimately forgives. What a beautiful picture it is of how we deal with other people. There are consequences for behavior, and there needs to be, but forgiveness is a choice in our life. All right, Bob, thank you, my friend. Let's go to Sierra in Michigan. Hi, Sierra. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Rainey. How are you doing today?
Good, good. Go right ahead.
Good. So I felt like I was told by the Lord that I needed to call, and this is my first time ever calling in with you. You were talking about a mother that was abandoned by her husband when she had a 3-month-old baby.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Similar situation happened to me. So I was pregnant. I was actually 3 to 4 months pregnant with our second child, and I had a 3-year-old son, and I was abandoned by my husband at the time, kicked out of the house and forced to start life over. I ended up moving an hour from where we lived back in with my mom and dad, and honestly just had to totally reset my life, and it was super unexpected. And in my situation, the forgiveness did not happen one day. I brought Christ into my life and made him a full priority. I was in such a vulnerable, depressed state, and I wanted to be a good mother to my 3-year-old, and I wanted to get myself in a better mental state for this baby that I had coming, and I felt like I had no one. And you know, people would try to sit there and support me and give me advice, but a lot of it was people talking badly on him and what he did. And I let those comments from people feed into me and fill me with such a hate and depression that wasn't actually healing what was going on.
Yes.
And when I started opening the Bible and not knowing where to turn, I felt like these verses were coming to me and God was trying to tell me to forgive, you know, and it was always certain scriptures that were reminding me of that. And I can't tell you that it was a certain day that I said, called him up and said, hey, you know what? I forgive you. Everything's fine now. It wasn't like that. It's just I worked on it in myself. And I chose to never talk badly of him. Anytime somebody would bring up our situation or try to vent to me, I would shoot down anything that gave me an option to talk unkindly of him, because at the end of the day, God's going to work with him and help him in a situation that he's going through, or maybe the struggle he's going through that I can't see. But I learned to forgive him because he's the father of my kids, and it has gave me such a peace. I feel like I am such a stronger woman, mother and person, and I can forgive people when things happen now, because I honestly feel like that's probably one of the worst things that ever happened to me, and now I just feel like such a stronger person. And when people make mistakes, I know it's going to be okay, and I can forgive a lot easier. And I just feel like it's really molded me,
what you're doing in the process, Sierra, is you're not dragging the past into your present to sour your present, and that's a really big part of it. And again, to be really clear, because I know when you're in the midst of this, these anger, these feelings, they're justified in your mind. In many ways, they are. I think that's why the Bible, I love the Bible because it's so real. It doesn't say, don't ever be angry. It just says, don't let it turn into sin in your life, guys. Don't go to bed with anger, because it'll give Satan a foothold. But it doesn't say don't deal with it. It doesn't say don't deal with the sin, don't deal with the issues, don't set boundaries and all the terms that we use today, because that's reality. Sometimes you have to be tough, you know, in terms of dealing with things. But it doesn't mean you got to drag things from the past into your present to take you down. That's not going to be helpful for you.
At some point, we all face a defining moment, a moment that demands a choice. Turn away or take action.
The decision that you make when you're faced with that defining moment will impact your future. It's a part of living. These moments and how we respond to these moments in our life help to define how our life is operating.
In Dr. Randy's teaching, Your Defining Moment, he'll unpack how Nehemiah intentionally responded to a defining moment in his life and how you can respond to yours. When you give a monthly gift to Intentional Living, you'll be a part of a special group that can listen to this message, along with unlimited access to all of Dr. Randy's past teachings. So don't wait. Give now, and you'll get access to these life-changing resources today by calling 888-888-1717 or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Just announced, Family Life Radio's Night of Hope with Dr. Randy Carlson and inspiring music by Jordan St. Cyr.
You've walked me through fire.
Dr. Randy will share practical steps and timeless wisdom to help you face life's challenges with confidence. Friday, June 6th at Haven Church in Glendale.
When I needed rain.
Sponsored in part by Compassion International. Tickets available at myflr.org.
Hey, I hope you'll do that today. I'll give you another website in a moment. We just released the announcement today. Jordan St. Cyr will be joining me, and we're going to have a special night, as you just heard John mentioned, on June the 6th, Friday night. This will be for our Arizona listeners, and in particular in Glendale and in the Phoenix area. We're going to be at the Haven Church in Glendale, again on Friday night, June 6th. And this is, we're calling it a night of hope. This is going to be hope for marriages. We're gonna have fun. We're going to laugh. We're going to hear stories. You're going to hear Jordan St. Cyr's story, their journey, things they've been through, and how they've experienced hope in Christ. I'm going to share some of my own stories and give you hope by teaching you how to take some of the intentionals, the top 10 things that you can do to experience more hope and healing and health in your marriage, in your kids, and in your family. And so there's limited seating. First announcement today. So you can check out the tickets availability online at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. And information is there on the homepage. You'll find it. You know, I got about a minute and a half before we wrap up the show. And I just want to say today, if you're lingering with unforgiveness, I hope today, and maybe you're not ready today, I hope you would be, to say before the Lord, you know, Lord, I can't change the situation. I can't change the past, but I choose in Jesus' name today to let this go. I'm not going to keep dragging it up, and I'm not going to let it continue to hang on in my mind. I'm not going to continue to allow that situation to control my peace of mind and my spirit and my life, and I'm not going to give Satan a foothold any longer. And that may be a prayer in your life today that will set you free. And every time it pops its little ugly head up, like whack-a-mole, you hit it again, right? In the process. That would be my prayer and hope for you. That is intentional living. We're down to where the rubber meets the road today, right? That is living intentionally in Christ. Love to hear your story. We're going to stay here in the studio and or keep listening, because we're going to record some more calls of people who are going to share how forgiveness has changed their life, because I want to stay on the positive side here, what difference it's made, to encourage you. And then we're going to air that coming up. That'll be next Monday. So if you have a story that says, hey, I want to tell people how I've experienced freedom through forgiveness, give us a call. 888-888-1717. All right. Last 30 seconds. 8 seconds, actually. I want to say a huge thank you to all of you last week and before who called during our special fundraising campaign for the Intentional Living Ministry. So sacrificially gave, joined us, increased your support to stand with us. We are totally 100% listener supported. And if you're not a part of this journey with us, come and help us together. You know, as you join the mission of reaching people for Christ and helping people live intentionally in Him. How do you do that? You can go online to theintentionallife.com, where the tickets are for the event in Phoenix, but also where you can, a lot of helpful information, resources, and audio and so on. Plus, you can join in support. Hit the icon for donate at theintentionallife.com or call 888-888-1717. I'm Dr. Randy for Stephen and the rest of the team. God bless you. We'll see you next time. This is a ministry of Intentional Life Media.